Good morning, Southern California, and welcome. If you're food obsessed, you've come to the right place. Join us for the next 2 hours, and you won't go away hungry. One of the first American culinary icons, Julia Child, said, "People who love to eat are always the best people." We agree. Live from the AM 830 KLAA studios at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, the SoCal Restaurant Show is on the air.
And welcome back. It is the Easter holiday weekend version of the SoCal Restaurant Show, and happily we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball, and it is opening weekend. And following us today, the Halos are on the road in Baltimore, looking to even the weekend series with the Baltimore Orioles. And you can also catch us on the AM 830 Angels app, which is a good way to do things. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Thanks for sharing part of the holiday weekend with us. A little bit of variable weather here in the Southern California area this morning. It was definitely pouring as I came in. And I'm happy to say we have David back with us in technical excellence this morning. Tony is off in Hawaii for the Easter vacation. He's on Oahu, so I am sure when he is back in 2 weeks, we'll have some good edible stories about some of his dining adventures on Oahu. My colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl, who has a new restaurant in the Sunset Beach area of Huntington Beach on Pacific Coast Highway, will be joining us. That's Calico Fish House. Will be joining us a little later in the show with his usual Ask the Chef segment. And we're kind of getting back to cooking tips this week, given that it's a holiday weekend. Who doesn't love fresh cut, perfectly crisp French fries? And believe it or not, you can do this successfully at home. And Chef Andrew will share his proven technique, as he's always gracious to do. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms. A lot of interesting and useful information, we hope, is there, which connects weekends. What we try to do during the show is post visuals of some of the restaurants and food items we're talking about on the show, just to give it a little bit of an extra dimension. And then during the week, you can access our archive podcast through the website or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. We're there in case you miss a segment or would like to hear it again. Believe me, we are out there. Also, when we have a cookbook author on the show, we generally ask them to share a couple representative recipes from their new cookbook with us so you can get a little preview of what is in the cookbook. So there is a recipes area that is on our website. So, website's easy. It's SoCalRestaurantShow.com. Nothing hard about that. Facebook is SoCal Restaurant Show. Send us a tweet or an X if you like, at SoCal Restaurant. And as we love to say, for the very best in provocative food imagery, Instagram to at SoCal Restaurant Show. And we're going to have some good visuals today because there is a winery and then a really incredible, the Mercado Gonzalez, that has individual food stands that they call puestos. And I was fortunate enough to be able to get there earlier in the week for a grand tour. And this is really an amazing project. And if you think there's nothing new under the sun in supermarkets, and it's a pretty boring experience going into a grocery store, I will say Mercado Gonzalez in Costa Mesa redefines all of that, and really done in a very elegant and classy manner, but not pretentious at all. Very inviting, very welcoming, and really eye-opening. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. And do keep in mind, if you're a citrus lover and love tangerines, it is the short Ojai Pixie tangerine season for the next couple of months. These are still grown by 40 family farmers up in Ojai, preserving these citrus groves. And not only are the Ojai Pixies sweeter and less acidic than your normal tangerine, but for the kiddos, they're really easy to peel, and it's a great thing to put in the school lunches as well as take to the office, as the case may be. So definitely keep that in mind. It has been a busy week, and most of my activities will be shared with the listening audience in the coming weeks. Earlier in the week was the media preview day for the new food and beverages and souvenirs here at Angel Stadium. Next Friday is actually going to be the home opener for the Halos. And fortunately, I'm actually going to be there, and certainly we'll talk about that on Saturday's show. But got to sample all of the new food items and Legends Executive Chef at Angel Stadium, Dennis Radcliffe, who's been a guest on this show in the past, will be with us the last Saturday of next month, and we will be talking about all the new food items on the menu at Angel Stadium. He's particularly excited about, they are now doing customizable fresh waffles, and there is a strawberry waffle configuration that I got to sample at Angel's Media Day that, in terms of a just dessert, I think that definitely fits into the category. A lot of new sandwich items too, and as I say, we'll get into all of that with Chef Dennis when he visits with us the last Saturday in next month, and I'll probably preview a couple of those items that I enjoy next Friday on Saturday's show when I am here for the home opener, which I'm definitely looking forward to. Now, for the long Easter weekend, a lot of people get away. One of the most popular destinations for the Easter holiday weekend, or really any three-day holiday, is Las Vegas. So we haven't had him on the show. I can't believe it's been 3 months. But our resource in Las Vegas, the gentleman that really has his ear on the ground in food and dining and a lot more, is Al Mancini, who is the creator of the Neon Feast app and also does the Food and Loathing weekly podcast. And there's a new editorial resource that Al has just debuted that he will speak about with us. But Al will be on the show today catching us up with the goings-on in Las Vegas and his activities, and also a great sweepstakes contest he has going now where the lucky winner can get a very special evening for two at Joël Robuchon at the MGM Grand, which is one of the classiest and most expensive restaurants in Las Vegas, or a $300 gift card for Lip Smack and Foodie Tours, which, if you want the best food tours available in Las Vegas, we've talked about Lip Smack and Foodie Tours for the last couple of years. Again, a real classy outfit that knows what they're doing. Then we are up in Sonoma with Three Sticks Wines, premium winery up there, particularly known for Chardonnay and Pinot Noir. We are going to be visiting with their winemaker, Ryan Pritchard. And as I said, we are going to be previewing with the third generation of the Gonzalez family, Northgate Gonzalez's new store in Costa Mesa, this just incredible food hall called Mercado Gonzalez. So, holiday weekend, but a lot on the show. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, it is Al Mancini. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Back in a flash.